Chapter 35. Kelsey paced towards the parking lot alone. Val opted to take the tram, needing space to digest the evening's bombshell. As Kelsey rummaged for her keys, a police car pulled up before the station. Two officers ushered out a woman from the back seat, whose figure Kelsey recognized immediately. The cuffed woman hung her head as they led her inside. A pang of guilt stabbed at Kelsey. Professor Hesley, her former director, was about to take the fall for Kelsey's crime. But as the woman trudged to the station, something peculiar struck Kelsey. Hesley's body sagged like she was resigned to her fate, like she'd known this was always coming. She put up no fight, showed no defiance. She was ready to atone, but for what?
"Miss Bailey!" came a call from behind.
A red-headed ponytail bounded towards her.
"One more thing," said Clerkenwell. "We came across another anomaly last week. Something more recent. It's from the past 2 years, in fact, since you became director."
"Why didn't you ask me in the interview?" said Kelsey.
"Perhaps you're not the only one frustrated by their department's processes," shrugged Clerkenwell. "When I was going through your archives, I found the strangest thing. It bore a striking resemblance to a case that came into the station not long ago. See, this couple came in. They were awfully upset, really distraught. They said someone had stolen their children. All three of them, no less. See, this couple were expecting triplets. Yet when they went to collect them from your facility, with what they assert was the correct paperwork, they were turned away. The date stuck in my mind. You know me, Miss Bailey, I love those little details. So I couldn't help but notice, as I was going through your facility's archives, that a set of triplets were indeed born that day. And this is the darndest thing, too, Miss Bailey. You'll never guess who they were delivered to."
"Who?"
"Why, your sister-in-law, of course. How about that? It seems a heck of a coincidence, doesn't it? A set of triplets getting delivered to your sister-in-law on the same day as another couple, claiming they were denied their own triplets."
"Fraudulent child collection attempts are not unheard of," said Kelsey.
"Sure, but this couple, something about them seemed so real. Like they'd been truly wounded, you know?"
"Did this couple have any evidence to back up their claim?"
The detective stepped closer. Kelsey could smell her perfume as she leaned in, lowering her voice with a sultry smile.
"That's the rub, isn't it, Miss Bailey? They said they gave you their documentation. You wouldn't know anything about that, now would you?"
Kelsey swallowed hard.
"If I had received documents, they would be in the archives."
I thought you might say that."
Are they accusing me?" said Kelsey.
"Of what?"
"I don't know. The whole insinuation's ludicrous."
Clerkenwell stepped back and sucked in the cool evening air. She stuffed her hands in her pockets and gazed up at the stars while Kelsey tried to control the trembling in her legs.
"They're not pressing charges against you, Miss Bailey. Their evidence is circumstantial at best."
"Good.
But they're an interesting couple, those two. They've both got previous convictions for fraud."
Kelsey's mouth twitched. She couldn't believe her luck.
"There you go, then," she gushed, relieved.
"That's certainly the view most people in my department have taken. But me? Yeah, I'm a curious soul. I can't help but think it must have taken something major for two convicted felons to seek out police help."
"I wouldn't presume to know," said Kelsey.
Clerkenwell held her gaze for a long moment, then cracked a polite smile.
"Drive safely, Miss Bailey."